And that's just a taste of the extraordinary talent of one of Ireland's most acclaimed sopranos, Claudia Boyle. And if you'd like to have a chance to hear her perform live, you can see her this weekend at the Limerick Summer Proms, which are returning to the University Concert Hall from the 19th to the 21st of June. And the festival brings together an impressive lineup of performers, including the Irish Chamber Orchestra, the RTE Concert Orchestra, and the Military Pipes and Bands of the Defence Forces. But of course, one of the highlights of the weekend is on Sunday evening with a summer celebration, and that has the combined bands of the Defence Forces along with Claudia Boyle herself, and they'll be performing a blend of Irish traditional music, military marches and operatic classics, together with the pipes of the Irish Defence Forces, in what should be a very special summer solstice, of course, celebration. And I'm delighted to say that we have Claudia Boyle herself on the line. Thank you very much for joining me on the show. You're very welcome on the programme. Now, we just
not heard, at all. It's lovely to be on the programme.
We just heard a lovely clip of yours singing. I think that was in the Wexford Opera Festival a few years back. When you hear a recording of yourself and doing your own performances, do you listen like a performer, kind of analysing every note, or are you able to sit back and just enjoy the art?
It depends. I think every performer, I think every artist is going to be quite critical, because they just know themselves so well and they know their voices so well. I mean, listen, we're all critical of ourselves, even when we look in the mirror. And it is like that. It's like looking in the mirror, but, you're just listening to your voice. We all have, little marks on our faces, freckles. We know our bodies so well. And like that, we know our voices so well. So, of course, I'm always going to be listening to little things. But then, like with a piece like that, Donizetti, I mean, it's such amazing music. It's kind of 50-50, Breida. It's 50% critical, and then I'm enjoying the music as well.
Now, for listeners who know your name but may not know your full story, could you tell us a little bit about how you got into opera and your whole journey through opera to the success you are today?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a little bit of an accident, I suppose. Drama and acting was my... But we had a very musical household as well. And in fact, it's quite funny. It's ironic, actually, because I always made fun of opera singers as a child. And was getting the hairbrush and, sending up opera singers all the time. But then, I studied cello in the college. I was on course to be a cellist in an orchestra. And I just had one of those moments. I think I was accompanying other singers on the stage, and I was doing part-time singing at the time. But I just said, no, I want to be up there. I want to be on the stage. And then I just kind of started doing competitions, went away to Salzburg, got a place on a famous opera festival in Salzburg. And, they take on young artists to kind of promote them, learn their craft. So I got a place on that course. And then from then it just snowballed. I got my first role actually there. So Baptism by Fire, got my first role in the Rome Opera, Teatro dell'Opera di Roma. And that went really well. And things just went from there, really. Yeah.
And you mentioned when you were younger, you were singing, but I presume, or maybe I'm wrong, that you weren't opera singing. I mean, the it's famously, it requires such skill and years of training. And like, how do you even try opera?
How do you start that? Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I always went for part-time lessons. And like, it depends on who you're going to, but it also depends on your kind of voice as well. I always trained classically, did the kind of breathing techniques, scales with the piano teacher, even as a young child. So I always did kind of classical training as such. But then, when I decided I wanted to go into it full time and I was testing the waters, then I had went to another teacher. You also would have a coach as well, and the coach kind of would play the piano with you, but would go through styles and languages and all that, real finesse that you have to have when you sing opera. But yeah, I mean, that's not to say I loved the musicals as well, Breida. I always loved musical theatre. We've got a great tradition of amateur musical societies in Ireland, and I say amateur, but a lot of people then go on to have brilliant careers from these musical societies. So the Irish really do love their music, and they love theatre as well. So I always did that, and it certainly helped me and made me very enthusiastic about it. But listen, I was always drawn to it anyway. I loved performing.
I've only been to an opera once. I went and it just happened that I was in Berlin and there was seats for almost nothing in the nosebleeds for Carmen, and they were outside the opera house and they were basically just asking any tourists. So I got to sit in and it was absolutely sensational.
Oh, look at you. That's great. And Carmen's one of the most popular operas in the world. I mean, it's always top five, you know.
But it does have this kind of, I don't know, I think somewhat unfairly, reputation of being quite elitist and things like that. You know, if someone wanted to go to the proms on Sunday and see you perform, is it something that you can kind of just relax into, or do you need to have such an understanding of the technique to really appreciate it?
Oh, not at all. Like, and you are totally right, Breed. I mean, there is sometimes a misconception that it can be elitist. I think people maybe sometimes, you know, would be afraid from the point of view that a lot of opera is in different languages, you know. Mm-hmm. And having said that, this concert, I mean, once you go, the music is so good, really. I mean, anybody who goes generally says to me, I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad I gave it a chance. And then you're talking about the proms this Sunday. No, absolutely, fear not. It'll be such an accessible program and very family orientated too. It also falls on Father's Day. We're going to look after the dads with a song just for them. You know, we have to take care of our dads and our men. So yeah, there'll be a song just for them as well. So a really varied program as well. I'm going to do some popular opera that you might have heard before, and fear not, like, I'm going to do a bit of talking. I'll give you a little bit of background to it as well. We have a bit of Irish opera too, so that'll make it kind of interesting. And again, I was mentioning musical theatre there, we have something for the musicals also. So really varied programme, Breda, and something for everyone.
And you'll be performing with the combined bands of the Irish Defence Forces. What is it like?
Yes.
Performing with, like, that, you know, presumably I know that they're full-time musicians, but
yes,
with the combined bands, what does that entail?
Well, I suppose it's just a larger band. It's like the full spectrum of all the players within the Defence Forces. And but you are right, it is different to performing with an orchestra. It's just all brass, you know. But I love it. It has a different sound, a different energy. And in the concert also, as you mentioned, there'll be military style marches as well. So really, there's just a great energy that you get from a brass band. It's just great. It's a different sound, very lively again, but lots of march. But they can also, you know, be very, you know, they can play other repertoire as well. So I'm really looking forward to doing some of the opera repertoire with them. And then we're also doing some music from the world of film as well. We're going to be performing Nella Fantasia, the theme to Gabriel's Oboe too. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be great repertoire.
It sounds wonderful. And you've very kindly given us two pairs of tickets to give away for Sunday's performance of
yes,
a summer celebration at the University Concert Hall. So that starts at 7:30, so anyone can, you know, get their tickets to go to that. But to enter the competition, all you have to do is text or WhatsApp the word PROMS to 083 300 3300. That's PROMS to 083 300 3300. Claudia, thank you so much for joining us, and have a wonderful weekend at the PROMS.
Not at all, thanks for having me, Breda.
Thank
pleasure.
You.